Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us, authority rests upon his shoulders. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Word of God, word of life.
Thank you. from Micah. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, you who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from the old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure from now. He shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be one of peace.
Reading from Luke.
This is what the Lord has done for me when he looked favorably on me and took away the disgrace I have endured among my people. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Word of God, word of life.
Thank you.
reading from Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was of the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in the bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. The Gospel of the Lord.
A reading from Luke. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But an angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you born this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands, cloth, and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, heaven, earth, and on earth peace among all whose favors." When the angels had left them gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
Oh,
A reading from Luke. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child. He was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage. Word of God, word of life.
Reading from Matthew. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all of the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among rulers of Judah, For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. And then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you.
reading from Matthew. Now, after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they were no more.
Reading from the Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Word of God, Word of life. Wow. Starting from Isaiah and Micah and working our way through Luke and Matthew and then ending up with John's opening verses, this story is filled with anticipation, with hope, with expectation, with promise. These lessons have taken this community on a bit of a roller coaster ride that opened with titles for the coming King, Mighty God, and ended with the truth that God has chosen to enter into human history and live among us. In the midst of it, glimpses of human faithfulness and human horror provide hills and valleys. Some people don't like roller coasters all that much. So in this time of a winter blast, perhaps we could use the image of a sled down a particularly undulating hillside. Perhaps singing the story with Christmas carols in response to these lessons also helps a little bit. Although for some, I suspect vocal fatigue looms. All of this line of stories ushers in a vision of God's great love. This love dares to enter created reality, fully human, fully divine, in the person of a small and so vulnerable baby. Herod's response bears witness to the many ways that humanity fails to embrace the reign of God come near. Fear and hate and hunger for power, efforts to claim supremacy and control and predominance, using, well, social and political and even theological means, all demonstrate ways that humanity struggles to embrace the grace, love, forgiveness, and abundant life that Jesus ushers in through what will become his ministry. This one, so long awaited, will one day announce the reign of God come near. He will invite, indeed, command a call for change, repentance, we name it. That in that call, he fundamentally reorients the faithful toward God's will and way of being. Humanity, so often turned in on itself, tends to turn away from the way of love and grace and forgiveness. The call is as old as Scripture itself. Love God and love your neighbor. The Hebrew scriptures tell the Jewish faithful, tonight we celebrate that God has chosen to move into our neighborhood. God chooses to enter ordinary places with ordinary people. God's glory is revealed to shepherds and foreigners, not kings and religious leaders. God's birth announcement, indeed the birth of God in Jesus, does not come in places of power and authority, whether political or religious, like Rome or Jerusalem. To be sure, this birth happens in a place anticipated by Scripture, fulfilling hope upon hope in Bethlehem. To be sure, also, this is a time of great joy, even as many among the faithful live in acknowledged experiences of grief and loss, vulnerability and conflict. There is much anguish, whether physical, mental, or spiritual, that surfaces at times of holidays like this. In her darkest times, a friend would call and say, "Tell me the story again." The church rehearses these promises each year, tell the story each Sunday throughout the year in worship and Bible study and in community together, reminding one another that God is among us. Wherever we are, God is already here. In the midst of all that is good and all that is difficult and trying, that is the promise of Christmas. God with us. Emmanuel, The Word became flesh and lives among us yesterday, today, every day.
Thank you.
God bless you as you go forth. Christ the Savior is born. Go in peace. Proclaim the good news.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.